You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
All because of a fancy bike?
It's not just a bike. Peloton makes treadmills too.
All treadmills are the same.
Our treadmills can adjust speed and incline automatically, so you never break your stride. Whether you're squeezing in a power walk or training for a marathon, Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try the Peloton Tread risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Hello, Goldmine Podcast listeners. This is Pat Prince, editor of Goldmine Magazine. And this episode of the podcast, we'll do our record store recon with Dr. Disc. And Goldmine's columnist, Dr. Disc, visits the best record store, according to him, in Nashville, Tennessee, called Grimey's. And Grimey's is not like the name suggests. Since moving to a new location, Grimey's is very clean, very organized, and has one of the best used books inventory around. Dr. Disc compares it to Amoeba Records. Anyway, we'll talk to Dr. Disc about Grimey's and how his visit went and what other collectors can expect when they go on a little record store vacation to visit Grimey's in Nashville. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey, I'm Ronald Webb, and this is Patrick Prince.
And together we host the Goldmine Radio Hour, the show that features the latest issue of Goldmine,
the music collector's magazine. Tune in Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on CygnusRadio.com.
So I want to welcome Dr. Disc again for this episode of Record Store Recon, the podcast episode. Hey, Doctor.
How are you, Pat?
So anyway, we're going to talk about Grimey's, to give a pun. It's not very grimy. You said that it's as clean as a church.
That is correct, because it used to be a church. This is our first record store recon where we revisit a store that had been done once before, and that's because they've reopened in a brand new location, which is bigger and better than their previous location. And it was a former church.
And they're still in Nashville, Tennessee, right? That's where they originated.
That's correct.
And they never had a second store, right?
Well, they had a second store that they called Grimey's 2.
Exactly.
And that store was right down the street from them. I mean, literally like two doors down, and they had most of the magazines and books and used records were in that location. But the original Grimey's was really nothing more than an old house.
Now, is Grimey's 2 still around then?
No, they've combined the two into one space.
That's why now it has the tag underneath new and pre-loved music and books.
That's correct.
Oh, gotcha. So anyway, they're still in Nashville. They're in a church, which is, it doesn't look like a Roman Catholic church. I don't know what denomination it was, but the facade looks like stained glass a little bit. So it does look a little bit like a church, but inside it really does not.
No. They've done a very good job utilizing the space to really create a nice record store atmosphere. Two stories, a main level and then a basement.
And the basement is where all the books are?
Yep, and I will tell you that it is probably one of the best collections of music-related books east of Amoeba Records out in Los Angeles. If there's something printed about music and you can't find it at Grimey's, then it probably was never meant to be, because they have a very extensive collection. And sometimes you can find books that have been autographed by the artist. I actually just picked up a copy of More Fun in the New World, signed by John Doe when I was there. And with signature, it was the same price as if it didn't have the signature.
So it's not like they said there was a sticker that said has signature autographed.
Actually, there was a little bookmark in the book that said signed by author.
So they'll have books that are used and out of print then.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Reminds me of a New York store called It's Only Rock and Roll that was in the Village at one time. Because you can find books that were published in the 80s, which give you a nice kind of feel of what, you know, what was going on back then, what the record critic or, you know, what the music critic was thinking at the time. But anyway, it's also got a lot of magazines as well with those books, right?
Yeah, actually, they and I'm happy to admit that Grimey's does carry Goldmine right there on the record shelf.
That's always good to know.
So they are a proud supporter of the magazine. But again, not a reason why they were selected. they were selected because they probably, if they're not the best record store in Nashville, they probably are. You know, they could, it very likely they're the best record store in Tennessee, and some might say one of the best record stores in the middle of the United States. They are a phenomenal record store.
And you know, you gave them a score of 38 out of 40, which anyone who carries Goldmine, I'm willing to fudge to 40, but. Now you gave the staff a perfect 10. Can you tell us why?
Yeah, and this is one of those stores that when I'm in the area, I go visit, and I have never ever had a negative experience with any of their staff. Whether it's asking questions about just helping me find something, or whether it's there's a lot of live shows that occur there, and they're very conscientious of customers walking into the store wanting to shop while, you know, a performer is performing. And I've never found anybody to be rude. This is not your high fidelity sales clerk who's going to throw you out of the store for asking about Debbie Gibson.
Right.
You know, they're very accommodating, and they're willing to roll up their sleeves and dig in and try and help you find something.
Yeah, for that kind of rudeness, you need to go to New York City. I've had a couple of, you know, many times, especially, I don't know if you've heard of Bleak or Bob's in New York City, which is closed now, but I would ask about something and he literally would go, why? So, you know, it's just, and I wasn't asking about Debbie Gibson. Anyway, you think this is, they also have a great selection as well. They have all styles of music. However, you didn't give them a perfect score in that because you wish they carried more used records.
Yeah, that's always been probably my only frustration with the store is, as big as they are, you would think that they would just have this huge selection of used records,
right.
And they really don't. It's a very minimalistic amount of used. I mean, you can still find some good stuff there. I'm not trying to sound dismissive, but really new is their bread and butter, and they get probably one of the largest record store day collections every year.
Hmm.
And to the point where things that I haven't been able to find for a month, you know, after searching through stores, I happen to go through Nashville and I go there and they have a copy on the shelf, and they don't gouge you for the prices. I mean, it's not like because people have been buying them, we're going to raise it up. I found a Fish Record Store Day release, you know, when it was online selling for, you know, over $100, and they still had it marked at, you know, I think $45 or whatever the, you know, recommended sales price was.
So they'll have Record Store Day releases from years past.
Oh, yeah.
Not just this year. That's good to know, man. I like that. I like when stores roll out their extra stock. Some store owners will complain that the stock is left over, but I think it's a thrill for record buyers because not all of us get to find what we were looking for on Record Store Day. So we hope we'll find extras later on without having to go online. So speaking of online, their website, how is their website? How is their online presence? Can you order from there?
You can, and I think it's a good website. I mean, it's how I first learned about Grimey's. You know, they're very active socially in a lot of social medias. I find them on Twitter periodically. It's a real good all around organization.
Now, what usually I don't I like to go to the store itself, but with all these used books, I'm wondering, do they sell the used books online where I can maybe buy something
That one I do not know.
So it's mostly new releases, basically, online.
Yeah. And I would think, and the bookstore itself carries, it's not just used. Uh-huh. I mean, they've got books that are coming out, you know, regular releases like you'd find at, you know, Barnes & Noble, too. So they have a large selection of used books, but they also have, you know, first edition books as they're just coming out. Mm. And some, like I said, sometimes they have in-store appearances from authors. They do a lot of live shows. I mean, being in Nashville, and there's still ignorant people out there who think that the only thing that happens in Nashville is country music. You're mistaken. Nashville is just an amazingly booming area for all music, hip hop, rock and roll, country. And so it's not uncommon to go into Grimey's and just walk in and see that there's a performance that's going to be occurring that night.
And that usually happens in the basement, I guess, or?
No, it occurs right. So again, taking a used church.
The altar
is occurring. That's right. It's probably at the altar of God, you know, the church of rock and roll.
Wow, so you could still see that old altar. Wow. So, yeah, I'll go online and check it out. Now, for those listening, they combine Grimey's 1 and 2 together and move to this new location on Trinity Lane. Now, another thing about Nashville, you know, you said that there are a lot of bands play there, but do you see... is the store usually packed? I see that it's what I like. It's open at 10 a.m. till 8, and you don't really see that. I know sometimes I go to my favorite record stores, and if they're privately owned, they say they're opening up at noon, and I have to wait around for 15 minutes, half an hour, get a cup of coffee, and then come back, and hopefully they're open. It's not like record store owners, you know, roll happily out of bed. But it seems like they're open early, which I love, and seven days a week.
Yep, it's a great place to go to. They are open on time, and I would tell you that there's only been one time I've walked in where it was just completely packed, and that's because there was a very popular live performer, and I don't even remember the name of the performer. But most times when I'm in there, it's a comfortable amount of people. It's four or five people downstairs looking at books. It's, you know, a handful of people upstairs going through records and talking. And as a matter of fact, the last time I was there, and I don't know the name of the artist, but there was a artist who was utilizing the store for a photo shoot and just interacting with the customers and just walking up and down. And again, they made it comfortable for the average customer. It wasn't like, you'll have to wait while we're doing this. It was just done as it seemed to be part of the regular daily operations.
Well, what I was getting at with my question is that, do you think because it's in Nashville, they're open up 7 days a week and at 10 a.m.? Does you know, since it's a music town, really, or music city, do you think that they're always busy because of that, I guess was my question.
Yeah, and I think it's become a destination location, and so they want to make sure that if people are driving through, that they're going to be there for them.
How long have they been at this new location now? Do you know?
Probably about a year. Okay. Maybe a little under a year.
So people know about it. They're going. That's good.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Their website does direct them to the news site. I'd be remiss if I did not mention that one of the things I enjoyed about this store is they have taken some of the most iconic logos and converted them into their own for their T-shirts. So one is, you know, the Clash one and Calling. Everybody's very familiar with that album, especially with it being the anniversary this year. And they've taken it where they've created their own, and it's Nashville Calling, and it's a guy doing the same smashing of the guitar, only it's a banjo. They've taken the Metallica logo and, you know, for Ride the Lightning, and it says Grimey's Ride the Vinyl.
That's pretty cool.
And the other one that they took was the famous Boy Howdy Cream logo.
Oh, love that.
Yep. And they did a Boy Howdy, you know, Grimey's logo, kind of the exact same thing. So they're real smart with their marketing.
Hmm. I know you bought one because you buy a T-shirt at every store, don't you?
That's right. Dr. Disc has a very large collection of record store T-shirts.
That's pretty awesome. Where do they come up with Grimey's, by the way, before we hang up?
You know, you would think I would have asked that question, and all the times I've been in there, I have not asked them. So I will follow up with that, and we will have that for a further discussion.
Right, because pun intended, they're not grimy at all. They're very clean inside. Right. I'm looking at a photo right now, and God, there's nice wooden floors. I wish I had those wooden floors in my house. So it doesn't look like there's.
You gotta buy a church.
It looks like the staff is really putting stuff away and organizing, because I don't know if I could really crate dig here. There's everything's so organized. I actually like that. I don't like getting on my knees and going through crates. And
you won't need to, not at this location.
All right, great. Well, thanks, Dr. Disc. We look forward to next time. What's next on the next issue?
So next we have the very uniquely spelled Vinyl Edge record Houston, Texas, which we'll talk about the connection that they had to the late, great Daniel Johnson.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks, man. Bye. Thank you, Dr. Disc, for taking us to Grimey's. Grimey's in Nashville, Tennessee, where you can go to www.grimeys.com. That's GRIMEYS.com. Also go to goldminemag.com and get exclusive content and get a percentage off subscription price. Also go to Barnes & Noble and Books A Million to pick up your recent print issue of Goldmine Magazine. This is editor Pat Prince. We'll see you next time on the Goldmine Podcast.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.